You know, I will tell you, it is the supporting of folks when you don't see them on a day-to-day basis. And one of the challenges I would tell you we face all the time is, you know, we see our kids come to school and our staff comes to school, and when we see them in person, we get a pulse on what's going on in their lives. We get a pulse on, are they doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when everybody's at arm's length, when everybody's socially distanced at home, it really takes that away from us. And so we know that our kids rely on us for safety. They rely on us for food. They rely on us for, in some cases, a warm place to be. And, you know, we connect a lot of those social services out in the world to our students and their families. We have DHHS workers working in a couple of our buildings to be able to provide those supports for kids. And when we don't have the kids in the buildings, that takes away, you know, some of those options. I got to give a huge round of applause to our staff. But I've got social workers and counselors. I've got secretaries. I've got parapros. I got a lot of people that we don't always think about on a day-to-day basis that are making those wellness checks, that are making those phone calls, checking in, going, hey, we missed you in the Zoom call today, or hey, you know, what can we do for you, and how are you doing? And so we've got a lot of folks, and our teachers included, but we've got a lot of people that, you know, these unsung heroes that are still behind the scenes. Yeah, I got, you know, our food service is still rolling out food every day. I've got transportation. Our bus drivers are still getting up, and they get out, and they get the Wi-Fi buses out.